Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. You guys, I have to admit something. I might have just spent the last 5 minutes looking for my phone, and I was getting angry. Like, I'm like, where is my phone? I'm like, I just had it. It was sitting on my table right here, so it's like, I should have seen it. I don't know. Now, let me advocate for myself in the fact that I did just wake up from being asleep for 3 hours. I went to sleep before 8:30 before 5:30. So probably around 5:15, and it's 8:30. I needed sleep, and that felt incredible. And I slept that entire 3 hours. And yes, I set a timer on my phone because I wanted to record still today. So maybe I'm just out of it from being asleep. I'm gonna blame that. oh my gosh, guys. So I hope you all enjoyed my episode with Marmee. It was so much fun having her here. I love her so much. And I just feel so fortunate to have that kind of connection. And like, I have a very small circle of friends. And those that, like, I trust the most, just, like, from being burned in the past and stuff. And I feel so lucky to have someone like that in my life. And I love her so much. And so, I hope you guys enjoyed our antics and stuff. It was a lot of fun getting to record with her. And seriously, that hour felt like 10 minutes. Like, that did not feel like we were talking for an hour. Yeah, it was fun. We got to do a bunch of stuff together. We went to Chris Kindle Market. For those of you that don't know what that is. Okay, yeah, my brain has got to wake up. it's like this, is it German? Swedish? I don't know. It's this essentially like a Christmas mart where they sell a bunch of like handmade goods and stuff like that. And they make, they sell like hot chocolate and cider and, oh, I got this chai drink and it was really good. And the big thing is like their keepsake mug. So like it's 13 bucks for a drink or like a small hot chocolate or something like that. But you get this cute little mug, and I got two mugs. So this year I got one also, and it's just super cute and I love it. I got a tiny little snowman ornament that was like handmade in somewhere. I don't know if it was like, maybe it was Austria. I don't know. but it was super cute. Okay, it was like $10, but it's the memories. Last year I got a gnome. It was so funny. My last year when I went with my boyfriend at the time, we went and I really wanted to try the raclette, which like is something that everyone talks about with going to Chris Kindle Mart. And when we were walking up, and that we looked for like 15 minutes for the raclette and we could not find it. And so I asked someone and they were like, when you smell it, you'll know you're in the right place. And so I was just like, oh, it must smell like really good. No, we walk over and we're standing in line. It's awful. It's so bad. And I'm like, I don't think I could eat it. And in the moment I said to him, I was like, you know, maybe like, if you got it and then brought it over to me, maybe I could eat it because like the smell isn't all right there. No, this year I know I just can't have it at all, because when Marmee and I were walking around, people had them around us and it still smelled like it. And dang, it is brutal. It's such an awful stench, like genuinely. I don't know. I don't get it. It's gross. I hope it tastes wonderful for people, but I don't think I can ever get past the smell. Like that would be like a Survivor or like a Fear Factor challenge for me in order to get me to eat that. Like, oh my gosh, it was awful. But it's a super fun place and it's very like gets you into the holiday spirit. It feels like a place that like a Hallmark movie would happen. Or like would be one of the settings, or like the main characters would meet, or she would have like her Christmas booth and he would like come to her booth, or vice versa. I don't know. It just feels like one of those places. They should make that if they haven't. I'm sure they're running out of ideas. but you guys, it's official. I've seen Wicked 3 times, and I do plan on seeing it more. I so the movie, I know there's one other movie. I can't remember which one it is, because it almost took place for my most seen movie in theaters. Because my most seen, oh, you know what? Was it? Maybe it was Guardians 2. I saw the first Guardians of the Galaxy 3 times in the movie theater. And that was like the most I've seen a movie. Or was it? No, that's what it was. It was Spider-Man No Way Home. I think that one did I also see that one 3 times? Because I saw it with my friends. I saw it with my parents. I feel like I saw it again. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that one I saw 3 times. Because I do be loving Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland. I can't speak. And this is embarrassing since this is literally a podcast and my only thing that I can do is talk. But I have mentally set a goal that I want Wicked to take the top place. So I need to keep seeing it in theaters. I'm for sure want to see it. I want to go to the sing along because I just think that's fun. But then I feel like I'm going to get stage fright in in the theater of people. I definitely want to see $5 Tuesday Night, which, like, I don't know if that's everywhere, but in my hometown, they have $5 movie night. And heck yeah, I want to go see Wicked for $5. I don't know, you guys. There's something about Wicked, like, oh man, I really am never good at knowing what I've talked about and what I haven't because I tangent on so much stuff. But Wicked gave me my inspiration as a kid for the theater. Like it did. I remember sitting in that audience. Oh, I'm getting emotional. this show means so much to me. Oh, and there's people talking outside, so it's great. I remember being 5 or 6. I know it was in 2006 when I saw it, but so maybe I was 6. And I remember sitting in the seats, and I'm pretty sure we were in the balcony. And hearing the orchestra and the oh man, and I just had like full body chills, and I was like, what is this? Like, what is this feeling? So sudden and new. And I have loved theater and everything the stage has provided me ever since that day. And it's just like part of who I am. Like, that's in like my chemistry makeup, like that and Little Women. And so many of these stories, like, built me like brick by brick or whatever. And I think that's why this movie means so much to me, and because it's so like accessible and stuff like that to be able to see it now. And I think there's something so beautiful about, a lot of people make fun of Cynthia and Ariana's interviews and stuff like that and how emotional they get, but like when I see them act in those roles, I see two little girls living out their dreams. And I think that's the beauty of it. And, you know, a lot of people can like make fun or be like, oh, they're being too dramatic and stuff like that. Or like, is it that big of a deal to be crying this much about it? But like, if I was them, I would be crying every time I talked about it because it, the importance this show has, like, it's unmatched by other shows. I think this is all my opinion. But like, I don't know, the story too is like yeah, okay, people might think like it's just like The Wizard of Oz, but it's not. It's not. It's about like someone where they're trying to put my words together. I'm just really emotional. Someone who is being told their entire life who they are and having to have the courage to fight against that and go against the curve of expectations that is placed upon them and succeed past anyone could ever expect of them. And I think that there's something so beautiful and encouraging about that. And so when people just see it as like, it's just a green witch and it's Dorothy's Wicked Witch, it's like, no, it's not that. Like, yeah, okay, it is that, but it's so much more than that. And some people just want to see it at surface level. But like, Cynthia and Ariana get it. Like, they get it. They get the weight that these characters have. They get the authenticity that these characters and stories deserve. And I think that the way that they're portraying them is so genuine. And like, I was talking to my friends about it, about how like, it's so interesting at how Ariana, or so many people are like, Glinda's like the bad guy. And like, yeah, she's like the stereotypical, like bratty, I get everything I want, spoiled girl. But she like overcomes that. But she's also like goofy and very blonde. Like that's like her thing. Like she's like maybe a little bit airhead. She's silly and lighthearted and all these beautiful things that make her up. And I think it's, I don't know. I personally, Ariana gets a lot of mixed reviews on her performance, but I personally really love it because it's just the subtle things. Like it doesn't feel forced, like forced humor. And it's just her, like her tripping over the bench when she's going over to try and talk to Madame Morble. It's her like little, when she's told that she has to share the room with Elphaba. It's her in, What Is This Feeling? Or no, in One Short Day. And Elphaba is like, or they're both like, dresses upon libraries. I just say berries. Libraries. And Glinda goes, huh? Like in the background, but it's subtle because she's just now remembering that the word for the book place that she like references to Fiera when giving him his tour is called a library. And like, it's just those tiny little things that I think make her so goofy, but make her so genuine. Because if she played the stereotypical like stage version that's so over the top funny, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if she played that on camera, I think it would have come across very disingenuous and like not like a real person. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I feel like it'd be lacking some of the heart that she kind of puts behind hers, because she has drive. Like Glinda has drive. She wants to be a sorcerer. And you know, I think it's really interesting because I guess something that I'm unknowledgeable about is in the world of Oz, can anyone be a sorcerer, or do you have to like show signs of having that capability? Because Glinda shows us nothing. She shows us nothing. She shows, in the beginning, she shows us being aided by one of the wizard's creations for her bubble. And so am I stupid? Am I blonde? Is that the whole point? But like, she's so driven that she wants to be a sorcerer and she wants to have powers and she wants to hone that with Madame Morble. And so I think it's so interesting because like, obviously Madame Morble is drawn to Elphaba because she has right there in the flesh powers that she can see. She's like, oh, I need to use that. I need to use her. And something I want to know, I really want to read the books. I've wanted to read the books for a long time. And apparently the books are very dark, very, very dark compared to the stage show. And also are like, dang, okay, loud vehicle. What the heck is that? No, I'm kidding. And apparently, yeah, it differs a lot from like the book or from the stage show. But, oh man, what was I going to say? Ah, did I lose it? Oh, what I want to know is that, like, since the wizard is so, like, invested in everything and trying to, like, make Oz all his and stuff. Oh, I just thought of something else I have to say. I want to know if he's always had his eyes on Elphaba. Like, has he been watching her ever since she was a kid? Because I'm sure it had to get around that there was this green baby that was born that has powers. You know, there's no way those midwives weren't spilling secrets and being like, I just helped the mayor of Munchkinland's wife give birth and the baby made everything fly up in the air. Like, you know, like rumors start. So I'm like, has he known this entire time and just been watching over her? I feel like he would have to be. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about because I was going to mention this last time and I completely forgot because I was excited and had so many things to talk about with Marmee. So when they're at the Wizzamania performance during the one short day segment of the movie, and they show like the big face reading the grimoire. I didn't catch it the first time, but I realize he's saying Omaha. And he's saying Omaha because that's where he's from. But the people of Oz think that he's, I'm just like yelling into the mic, but people of Oz think that he's reading the grimoire. They think he's saying things from the grimoire because they can't read it. So like he's saying a word that they don't know, or he's saying words. But like it's just one word, it's a place. But he's saying this thing that they don't know what it is, so they just instantly are like, oh, duh, he's actually reading the grimoire. No, he's just saying Omaha. And I thought it was really interesting too, because on the little like bubble, or not bubble, the little balloon delivery thing to Elphaba, it says OMNE, so Omaha, Nebraska. And I just think that that's so like, that's such like tiny details, but it's so good. I love that. And when I realized he was saying Omaha, I like freaked out. I was like, he's saying Omaha. He's not saying anything. So that just shows another layer of like his falsitude. I'm gonna make up words that would be in Oz. What did my mom say? She was like, oh, did she say that? I don't know. I think it was my mom. I think she whispered at me, like, oh, this is your movie. They're making up words. Which is true. Feel like I don't do it as often now, but dang, I used to do it all the time. Yeah. So, everyone go see Wicked. Once again, I'm just going to be talking about this. Like, I think about Wicked every day. I literally have the songs in my head every day. It's just, oh, I feel like crying again. I just can't help it. It's such a beautiful story. And I don't know. It's just really, really precious. And it's so interesting, too, because I feel like it's so funny because ever since I was a kid, I've always kind of felt like an Elphaba girl, which I still am in my heart. But I feel like as I've gotten older, I feel like Glinda. I love her so much, and there's something about like her determination, and I don't know, that I admire and I love it. And she's just such an airhead sometimes. And you know what? So am I, but I gladly own that. yeah. And it's so interesting too, 'cause one of my favorite colors has always been like, I don't like say sage green because sage green is not it, but it's a little bit deeper version of that. And that's always been like my favorite color. But I don't know, like this past year, maybe a little more, pink has like become my color. I love, 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 love pink. And so it's so funny that like those are my two favorite colors. And yeah, and now my bedspread is green and my accent blanket is pink, and I have green sheets. I have pink sheets. Pink goes good with green. It goes well with green. Yeah. I love Wicked. And it's so interesting because I've been like so interested in seeing how this movie is going to go ever since I heard the rumors of like it being cast and stuff. And it just never felt like this day was going to come, like genuinely. And now it's out and already in less than a year, because I mean, it's still, it's close to a full year, but they're technically less than a year. We're going to already have part two, which is incredible. And I can't wait. I can't wait, you guys. Like, the songs in act one are amazing, but like in act two, I don't think I'll be able to function right after hearing As Long As You're Mine with Jonathan Bailey and Cynthia Erivo, and hearing Ariana sing I'm Not That Girl. Oh, man. And you know what I hope? I really hope that we get a little bit more of Ariana's lower register, because something I was thinking about is like, obviously Glinda is a soprano, but like there's something about Ariana's like lower register that feels so genuine. And I've heard people theorize that when Glinda is in her lower register, it's her being truthful and her being like honest. Now I don't know the authenticity, there it is, on it, but I think that's an interesting theory. And so I'm really looking forward to see what they do with those songs. I'm really looking forward to the outfits. I've seen one. I've seen Glinda's blue dress, and she looks beautiful. But I also really hope that somehow they show us some of these scenes that were in like the trailers and stuff like that, that they like tease, like of Glinda putting her shoulder on Elphaba's, and Glinda has like the pigtails and stuff. And there's a scene with her, Elphaba, Nessa Rose, Bach, and Fiero. They're like all in like a poppy field, or is it a poppy? No, it's not a poppy field. It's like a, I don't know. It's like a field or something. I want those scenes, but I'm also like, when do those happen? Do those happen? Is that like an ideal that one of them is dreaming of, you know, like, so I'm interested to see what they do with that, because obviously there's stuff in the trailer that we didn't see, or we saw it for like a split second. And you know what I love too? I love the scene in What Is This Feeling when they're doing like the, I'm going to call it the baton battle, because I don't know what else to call those sticks. But when they're, it's like such a split scene, but it's essentially like their PE class and they're like battling. Low key, that's like foreshadowing with them doing like their little fight against each other. And I love that. And I hope we see like kind of like a callback to them doing that during What Is This Feeling in Act Two. Yeah. Also, this is like the longest intermission ever. an entire year. It's not a 10 minute intermission. I feel like for, you know how there's the let's all go to the lobby song, I feel like that's gonna play for like, I don't know, like a month, and then finally the movie will start. Okay, in my head that made sense. Yeah, I love it. Okay, I keep trying to summarize and be done with the topic, but I can't because I keep thinking of more things to talk about that's Wicked related. I'm going to take a drink of not water. You know what it is? Malibu and Diet Coke. Because it's Thursday night, so why not? Oh, you guys, I have a story to tell you, and hopefully everyone can learn from my actions. So, it was Thanksgiving night, which is even crazier to think. I did not have the day after Thanksgiving off because the markets are open, so Haley's at work. So I was headed back, I think it wasn't too late, but I left probably around 6:30, from my hometown to Chicago. And so it had me getting home like right after nine, maybe 10 minutes after nine or something, or quarter after nine. But I was driving home and I was about an hour into my drive, and I was so tired. Like, I don't know, it just was one of those days where I'm like, I just want to sleep. And I was driving, and it's so interesting because I was thinking, I'm going to be home the 20th through the 29th. And so I was thinking, I'm like, when I'm home, I need to get my car just checked up, just for like, just for good measures, especially since I'm home for that long time. Because usually I'm trying to cram it in on that Friday or like that Saturday when I'm home. But this time I'm like, I'll have a whole week so I can get my car checked and just make sure like everything's good and running and stuff, and need to get an oil change. And I'm literally thinking this stuff through. And then I look down at my dash, and my red genie, I call it the genie lamp, light is on. So hey, when that light comes on, pull over. Your car could implode. I hadn't like an idea what it meant, but of course, don't, what is it? Don't, I don't know. Don't do what I did, but I had to look it up real quick while driving because I looked it up, and I looked it up and it said pull over immediately. Well, if I were to pull over immediately, there was nothing around me in the stretch that I was in. So I went probably less than 5 miles. I don't know. Maybe it was 5 miles till I got to a gas station. And I knew where the dipstick was. I knew I could see where the thingy, where the spout is for oil, because it has a little symbol on it. Y'all, I checked my dipstick. And guess what? You know how you like wipe the stick first and then you put it back and to see like your levels? Ain't nothing on it. That sucker was bone dry. Bone dry. Awful. So bad. And like, I get really like self-conscious, or like, I don't know, self-conscious is the right word, but I try to pride myself in being really on top of it, especially with my car, because I don't want to be like the dumb little white blonde girl that like is like, I don't know how to use my car. Can somebody help me, please? Like, I don't ever want to come across like that. I try to be really informed and understand it, and I don't know, just all that. So it really made me mad that this happened. But I literally, and that's the fact too that I was just talking about, like being proactive and using my time at home to get an oil change. Now, granted, I get full synthetic, so theoretically you should get 5,000 miles out of it. But now I was talking to my coworker, and she's like, "Yeah, just because it is that though, she's like, you should still get it every 3,500." Which I'm like, "Well, crap," because I'm probably at like 4,700 right now, because it said on the sticker. It's so funny, you guys. It said September 21st was when the oil change should happen. When did I think I got my oil changed back in like July or something, because I think it was before I went to camp, because I had so much travel. Because I was initially thinking I got it before other Michaela's bachelorette party in August, but I'm like, no, it wouldn't require me getting an oil change that soon. So it had to be July, which I'm like, that's really embarrassing then. I really need to be smarter. But I always thought that it was you had till the date, and if the date passed, then you have, and you still have miles, like, I don't know, another 2,000 miles or something, you can still drive it. Yeah, no, it's whichever one comes first. So I've learned my lesson, safe to say. It was so cold that night and windy as all get out. It was awful. And so I pulled over to the gas station. Yep, check the dipstick, all that. And I called my parents, which I was pretty confident in knowing like what to do. I just didn't know what the heck, what kind of oil to buy. And so my dad talked me through it. My mom was looking stuff up. And I go and buy a quart of oil. And I put it in my car. And y'all, it was so windy. It was so windy. And they didn't have any funnels by the thing. And you know what I thought about? This is really funny. I've never used it. I don't think I ever would. But you know how men can just pee into a bottle in the car if they need to, worst case scenario. So I saw on oh, is it TikTok? I don't know. It's like this funnel, essentially, that women can pee into. And so, like, if you can't go pee somewhere, then you have that. Never used it. Probably won't ever. I just bought it off of Shein when I had an order one time because it was like 4 cents. I totally thought about this today and I was like, I could have used that. Why did I not think of that? But in the moment, I completely like, I probably didn't even know what my name was because I was so stressed out. But they didn't have any funnels. So it was windy, but it wasn't too bad. But I poured that first quart in and got a little oil, like outside of it, because it was windy, but got it in, checked the dipstick, still not reading. Okay. So my dad's like, all right, go in and buy another one. So I go in and I buy another one. I pop the hood again because I'm not leaving the hood open every time. Pop the hood open. I go in, buy another quart, go to open up the little cap, cut my pointer finger on the knuckle. It was a small cut, but y'all, it's incredible at how annoyingly fast and much my finger bled that night. This is just another, it's just to show you the icing on top of the cake. I go to pour the oil in. So the wind picks up so fast and literally it carries it carries the oil in the air like the Forrest Gump feather. It flies it across and onto my other hand. So now my left hand is covered in oil and I have eczema. And my skin freaks out when I have scented lotion on my hand. Yeah, how do you think it's gonna freak out with oil? So I'm yelling expletives at this point. I'm like the only person outside, minus the worker in the gas station. She was very nice. And I get back in and I try not to cry because I'm so angry and freezing. And it's to the point too where your hands are so cold to where you feel like you can't bend them. And my pointer finger is bleeding, like literal blood running down my hand. And then this old beat up truck pulls up next to me. And my dad is still on the phone and poor guy's trying to like understand me, but I'm just saying expletives and trying to not crash out right there. And so this car pulls up or this truck pulls up and he says, "You need help." And yes, he had the accent. And I said, Do you have a funnel?" And he looked at me. He nodded his head. And then he started digging in the back of his truck. And in that brief moment, I was like, is this when I get murdered? Is this the end of my story? And I was like, you know what? I need oil. And he seems nice. And I don't, he didn't give me any heebie-jeebies or nothing. So I'm like, you know what? We're probably fine. He gets out and he has a rag. So he looked under my car, or he checked the dipstick, and he said, "Why ain't you got no oil?" And I said, "I guess I needed that oil change a lot sooner than I thought." He was like, "Yep," and he said, "You got oil everywhere." I was like, "Yeah, I did. It's really windy." And oh, also, I'm in my hot pink, like fuzzy scarf too at this time. So I'm just really looking like, I don't know anything about my car. And he said, "All right, go inside and look for the paper funnels." I was like, they got paper funnels? I could have done this then. Yeah, so I went and I asked the girl and I said, "Do you have paper funnels?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." And they were behind the counter. I didn't know they keep them behind the counter. Hey, guys, apparently it's common for them to keep them behind the counter. So a note to everyone, if you need a funnel, ask them because it might be behind the counter. So I ask her. I quickly run to the bathroom to try to wash the oil off of my hands because I feel my skin starting to itch. My finger's bleeding. I wrap toilet paper around my finger. and then I come back. He's like, "Well, I got that whole one in." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Go buy another quart because you're going to need another one." So this is my third time buying a quart. I've been in and out of this gas station like 5 times at this point. And I go up and buy it. And she said, "Yeah, I thought you might need a third." And I was like, you know what? Why don't you say something? Because don't I look like I'm lacking intelligence on this But I was like, whatever, whatever, it's fine. I'm appreciative. I was like, yeah, well, happy you guys had it. I go back. He pours about half of the third one in. He checks the dipstick. Also, at this point, too, there's another car that's pulled up and is watching. It's just this old lady watching. She said, what's wrong? It won't start. And I said, don't have oil. And she's, you can tell that she has nothing to do with this. At first, I was like, oh, is she, like, his friend or something? Or, like, his mom? No, it's just some nosy neighbor lady that probably gets, like, nothing to watch or see in this small town that I had to stop in. And so that's funny, too. But he pours it, and he's like, all right, you're good. I said, really? He said, yeah, might smoke because all the oil on here, but you're good. I said, thank you so much. Thank you. And I thank this man so much. And he was nice, and he drove away. I sat in my car. I debated going back inside and washing my hands again because, oh, and that's what happened too. So the entire time I was talking to him when he was putting the third one in, I was trying to hide my finger because this sucker was bleeding. And then at the end, when he was closing up shop with my car, he said, oh, looks like you nicked yourself. And I said, yeah, literally blood running down my hand. I kept wiping my finger on my sweatshirt cuff. It looked like a murder scene happened. And then he left and I got my car. I waited a few minutes and I turned my car on. It never smoked. And it was good to go. So moral of the story is, get your oil changed. If the mileage doesn't come first and the date comes first, do it by the date. I think I just put so much travel on my car, and obviously I knew I was, it wasn't the fact that I was just being stupid and not getting my oil changed. I just had the wrong impression on when I needed to get it. So yeah, I'm going to get my oil changed. I have oil right now. I don't know, you guys, it's so dumb. Just don't be stupid and don't make your car blow up. Take care of your vehicles. And yeah, learn from my mistake, because it's not fun at being at a gas station for an hour in a town you don't know. And literally, like, there wasn't even a town around me. It was just the gas station. And yeah, the entire ride home, my hands were itching. I literally am dealing with eczema on my hands now because of the oil. And even then, like, I washed like majority of it off. But I can just tell that it's still like affected my skin, and it's, oh, I hate it. But I got home instead of at 9:10 or whatever, I got home at like 10:30 and had to go to work the next day, and it was fine, but man, it was so stressful. So learn from my mistakes, please, and thank you, and you will be better in life. Yeah. And then, oh, and then it was funny too. I had a tire pressure warning. Then like, when was that? I think it was the next morning when I had to get up for work, and I drove into work and I had freaking tire pressure warning because it's so cold here in Chicago. It's literally like 15 degrees. We're not getting snow, but boy, oh boy, is it freezing with that wind chill. And so of course my tires are so affected by the temperature change. I had a freaking tire pressure warning. But thankfully, my friend slash coworker, her husband has an air compressor. I cannot speak to you right now. She has an air compressor, and so I took a 15-minute break today and went and filled up my tires, and so they're all good. They're all reading now. They're at 33.5. The one was at like 28, so it definitely needed it. But I was like, thank goodness. I just need to, I'm going home this weekend and then the next weekend, because then we have our, like, we do two family Christmases. We always do one the Sunday before Christmas, with my dad's dad and his mom, which, I mean, she's still my grandma, but like, technically, I guess what, like step grandma, which that's just dumb. You're my grandma, you know? It's the same thing. And then with my dad's mom, we do that on Christmas. So we have our family Christmas coming up the weekend before Christmas. Wow, I'm saying Christmas a lot. essentially, I have a lot of travel that I have to do back and forth to my family's, to my hometown. And I just need to make it. I just need to make it to the 20th and have all that travel done. So then my car can chill. I'll get the work done and we'll be good. But we'll see how it does this weekend when I drive home tomorrow after work. Hopefully, knock on wood, y'all. Knock on wood and say a prayer for me that I make it. And that I continue to make it. But it should be good. I'm very excited. I have a special podcast in the works for, that'll come out the week of Christmas that I'm very excited for. I'm recording that this weekend. Ooh, ahead of time. It's gonna be fun. And yeah, I'm very excited. And it's so nice. It's so cozy in my apartment. I made a couple weeks ago when I stayed with my friend Jess, we made bow garland. So I have that up. I don't remember if I've talked about that, but it's so cute and it looks like Little Women-y. And I love it and I love my tree. It's just a little tree, but it's all I need. Also, if you guys are ever putting your tree like on a wall or like even in a corner, you can pull all the bristles or whatever they're called forward or like to form to the shape of your wall. And then it makes your tree look fuller and you don't have to worry about decorating the backside. Because I have my tree essentially like flat. I do wish it had a different base so it could like, it could be closer to the wall. But unless you're like against the wall looking, you can't really tell. And it just looks so nice and it's so cozy. I have white lights and color lights on it. I have this little like pom-pom-pom, what? I can't talk. Pom-pom ball garland on it that I love. And a couple, and I have like a bunch of generic ornaments and then some special ones that I've collected over the past couple of years that I just love. And I have my little Puffer Snoopy stuffed animal that my dad bought me. I have my little gingerbread Chewbacca from Disney. I have this cute Snoopy like accent pillow with him with a little stocking cap. And I love all Christmas. I have my Christmas mugs out, which is like four or five of them. Yeah, just a bunch of little tiny Christmas accents in my apartment. I'm like, ugh, I want to look like this all year round. Which I guess it could, but meh. It's more special at Christmas time. Yeah, I hope you guys are staying warm. I'm actually really surprised I ranted for this long. About only two topics this time. So, it's kind of crazy. And I didn't even know what I was going to talk about today. But alas, here we are. Yeah, please stay warm, bundle up, no jackets anymore, no fall jackets, no early winter jackets, no, you need a coat, it needs to have padding or like goose bedding in it, you know, like the feathers in it, to keep you warm, because it's cold out there, dude. I gotta bring my gloves out. That's the only other thing I gotta locate where those are. Cause I got my earmuffs, I have my scarf, and they're both hot pink, so that's obnoxiously fun. And then I have my long coat. So bundle up, y'all. Don't be cold. Don't be dumb. And yeah, that's all I got for this week, guys. I hope you all have a great week, and I will see you next time. This has been Oh My Lanta.